My guest at this time is Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King. He is a Republican representing the Hawkeye State's 4th Congressional District. He is a member of 3 House committees, including the House Judiciary Committee. He has also been a strong critic of the mounting debt in this country, and so we want to get his thoughts for a few minutes on where the debt debate stands as the Republicans in the House on Wednesday are expected to pass a short-term extension of the debt ceiling, and it would be a clean extension of the debt ceiling, as it is termed, in an effort to set the stage more favorably for them in the months ahead to demand spending cuts and entitlement reforms. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us. What do you make of this decision by the House Republicans on the debt ceiling extension here? From what I'm reading on the right side of the aisle, there's a little bit of a split here. Some say this is smart to show the people that Republicans are being responsible and that they're trying to get reasonable concessions out of the Democrats. Others say this is nothing more than kicking the can down the road a bit. How do you read it?
You know, it would be easy to say it kicks the can down the road. I could maybe step in on that and pile on, but I really don't think that's the intention at all this time. Neither it is. The effort is to sequence these things so that if we do not, and the debt ceiling pushes on us and it gets delayed, it pushes us up against the sequestration requirement that we have. And the sequestration piece, which are the automatic cuts on defense and entitlements, the sequestration and the debt ceiling could get pushed into the continuing resolution, which is a hard shutdown of government March 27th. Those things need to be in a different order. We need to deal with this debt ceiling when we can actually let the leverage of the debt ceiling work in our favor rather than against us. So I give leadership the credit for calculating that part. My trouble is that to freeze the pay of the senators, or the House members too, although we will pass a budget, but freeze the pay of the senators until they pass the budget, I'd like to do that. I favor it from a policy standpoint, but when I go back and read the 27th Amendment to the Constitution, it says no law varying the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened. So, in other words, if you're going to, it's hard to argue that varying the pay does not include freezing it for as much as 20 months, which is that's contemplated here in the legislation they're offering. I'm begging them, let's respect the Constitution and find a way to get the same thing done without violating our oath of office. And I haven't dug in hard against it. I want somebody to give me another argument. But for me, I don't want to have to suspend my lifetime of saying the Constitution means what it says and it means what was understood to mean at the time of ratification. That language is clear in the 27th Amendment, in my view.
So even if it passed, it constitutionally wouldn't take effect until after the next election, which would be in November 2014.
That would be my interpretation, but it'd have to be litigated, too, and perhaps that wouldn't happen, Greg.
You talked about the order of things and taking care of, I guess, the continuing resolution before taking on the debt ceiling in earnest. Talk about what leverage you think Republicans have if that sequence does, in fact, take place, as opposed to the previous debt ceiling fight in 2011 and even the recent fiscal cliff debate.
The difference is this, and the bottom line is this, that our leadership after the election in 2010 made it clear that they were not going to allow the government to be shut down. I think by now they understand that if you preclude a potential shutdown initiated by whether it be the Senate, the President, or in the unlikely event, the House, that if you take those all off the table, we don't have leverage. I think now leadership's ready to dig in, and if they dig in, a lot of us are very happy about that, and stare down the Senate and the President and hold our ground on this, and that becomes a different posture. I think we can get there on that, Greg, and I know that the track record over the previous Congress doesn't say so, but I'm listening to the tone and the words and looking at the body language. And I'm encouraged that there's a lot of Republicans that are going to dig in. And I think that this freshman class seems to be pretty strong here, too.
Last question, sir. Do you think you can actually get the Senate Democrats to do a budget?
You know, if it comes to the point of where their pay is frozen or they do a budget, I think they will. In fact, Chuck Schumer made a comment that he thought they could go along with getting a budget produced out of the Senate. So that tells me that they're already starting to accommodate. Well, I guess his comment was that they were producing a budget in secret, and now they're getting about ready to talk about it publicly. Yeah. I had to laugh at that one a little bit.
Congressman, major issues. We always thank you for your time and discussing them, and we'll certainly follow up with you as the debates get rolling in the months ahead.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Greg. I appreciate the conversation.
You bet, sir. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of 3 House committees, including the Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.